IVM.
Welcome to The Origin of Things, episode 39. It all started with needles. Redditch in England, an unassuming town in Worcestershire in the country's middle. Not a city of much note, though it was the birthplace of modern-day superstar musician Harry Styles and 70s legend John Bonham, the late drummer of Led Zeppelin. Other than that, Redditch's claim to fame seems to be making needles? Yes, needles. In fact, if you search for things to do in Redditch, the number one recommendation that Google has for you is the Forge Mill Needle Museum. At one point, 90% of the world's needles were actually made in Redditch. I'm not sure what the prevailing conditions were making the town so conducive for pointy metal sticks, but whatever they were surely attracted George Townsend enough to start his company, Givry Works. In fact, in 1862, an issue of the Worcestershire Chronicle reported that George Townsend and Co. of Givry Works exhibited needles made for sewing machines. Exhibited? Those old English folk really didn't have too much to do, I suppose. Later on, his son, also bearing the same name, would make some new product lines. Some, in modern parlance, would be considered vertical integration, like a needle case. Well, I suppose that makes sense. You have a needle, you need a needle case. Some other product lines were different, like a bicycle saddle. It was so good that it even got a patent and was sold as Townsend's Cyclist Saddle and Springs. It was George Jr.'s idea to make a whole damn cycle, and that changed the Redditch company's fortune and history. And 2 years later, they were exhibiting cycles, a far jump up from needles, I suppose. But maybe the needle folks are onto something, because for whatever reason, George Jr.'s cycle business didn't do all that well, and his bankers needed to step in to do some restructuring and hire some new folks and get the company sold off and all that. Seeing the direction in which the company was going with its cycles, though, it chose Albert Eady, whose company started supplying cycle parts, and another gentleman called Robert Walker Smith of Rudge Whitworth Cycles, a storied cycle brand that died before 1940. The new company, under its new management, did well continuing to make cycles, and while their role in the assumed thriving needle trade is unclear, they did do several other things, including making precision parts for firearms, contracted by the government's Royal Arms Factory, which was nearby in Middlesex. The combined entity, too, didn't end up doing all that well. One of the major experiments failed and had to be absorbed by another company, the Birmingham Small Arms Company, whose chairman would later say that this acquisition was a very successful one. With me so far, the company that George Townsend started in Redditch, started off making needles, then cycle components and cycles, changed many owners, and eventually seemed to have settled and become fairly successful. After all, it's still around today. So let's leave Redditch and travel far away to India. Yes, that's right, India. They play a very important part in this story. This is the story of another cycle company as well, this time from India. At the turn of the century, the last turn, to be sure, not this one, there were companies set up to import cycles into the country to meet the burgeoning demand. One of these was the English Cycle Importing Co., whose name doesn't give much scope for misunderstanding what they do. The English Cycle Importing Co. was eventually owned by a gentleman called K.R. Sundaram Iyer, who started importing cycles from Britain, including those from the company that George Townsend once started to make needles. To say the partnership was a good one was an understatement, for the product that was imported was not just beloved, but became a part of Indian fabric even today. Why, now the brand is exported by India today, even to the United States of America. So there you have it, an all-round, wholesome, The Origin of Things story. And I think I've strung you along long enough. So let's make a reveal now. Let's do that now. You see, everything I said was completely true so far. George's company in Redditch made cycles, and Sundaram Iyer's ECIC, English Cycle Importing Co., imported cycles. The thing is, both evolved. They didn't stay with cycles, but evolved into other modes of transport. George's company, as far back as 1889, would experiment with motorized transport, making some things called quadricycles. In fact, the quadricycles even got into motorsports as one of them entered the inaugural 1,000-mile trial, states the website of its future company. Following a torturous cross-country ride from London to Edinburgh and back, the event does much to convince the British public of the viability of motorized transport. In fact, it was motorized transport that would seal the company's eventual fate and association with India, where K.R. Sundaram Iyer, remember him, evolved his English Cycle Importing Co. to Madras Motors, importing motorized vehicles now from the United Kingdom. The association had its moment soon. It would seem that in 1952, a newly independent India needed motorized transport for its troops at the border. Impressed by the products of George's company, the Indian government placed a massive order, but in an early version of Make in India, Jawaharlal Nehru mandated that the vehicles be developed inside the country to kickstart the fledgling republic's manufacturing sector. So the Redditch company licensed Madras Motors to manufacture the vehicles, which, given the association with troops, soon grew to become a beloved brand and symbol within the country. Buyers were probably unaware of the association with their colonial masters. India eventually ended up becoming the prime manufacturing base of the company, eventually even exporting automobiles to the home country of England. You know, I'm constantly fascinated by how colonialization and migration has led to some of the most beloved companies and brands around the world today. Sure, there are examples where a company is completely bred within borders, but past listeners of this podcast will know that some of the biggest brands around the world were built because of migration or colonialization. For example, a lot of brands in America were built by Irishmen who crossed the border. If you want more specific examples, if Trump's modern-day ban of Syrian immigrants was in force a few decades back, Abdul Fattah al-Jandali would have never moved to the US from Syria to study at the University of Wisconsin and given birth to the man who ended up creating Apple, Steve Jobs. Similarly, if fortune hadn't smiled on the tenacious Jewish couple of Mikhail and Eugenia, they might never have been able to move to the US from Moscow, where their son Sergei would meet Larry and start a little company in their dorm room. Similarly, colonialization has an impact too. Some of the things India loves the most are a result of the British coming here. Cricket for one, trains, I guess, for another, but also some brands like Murray Biscuits and the Times of India, or indeed one of our most beloved motorcycle brands. One that has its roots in a small town near Birmingham, where George Townsend's company in Redditch set up a manufacturing base in the even smaller town of Enfield in Middlesex. A brand built like a gun, which still has the longest running motorcycle in production, a brand called Royal Enfield. See you next week with, bonus. Remember that George's company had almost failed before it got rescued? Interestingly, they tried making auto cars then. Imagine that, the failure of an auto car division almost threatening the existence of a bicycle company. The company that absorbed it, you'll remember, was the Birmingham Small Arms Company, which is now defunct, but it leaves its imprint in various brands around the world. Most notably for us here in India, a certain brand of bicycles. So now you know the connect between Royal Enfield and the cycles once made by the Birmingham Small Arms Company, or BSA for short. And it all started with needles. See you next week with another Origin of Things episode. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us and all our shows on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, that's Chuck_Gopal on Twitter and Chuck of All Trades on Instagram. All links in the show notes of this episode. See you next week.